Motsy and Leighton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.
24 hours. A lot can happen in 24 hours. This time yesterday, we had a chat to Rick Furman in Tamora, the mayor of Tamora Shire, and of course, we were a little concerned about what was going on at the hospital there. Well, 24 hours later,
We may have some good news.
Things have changed.
Is that right, Rick? Have we got some good news?
Good morning, gents. Well, look, we're very, very pleased that that there has been an announcement by the Murrumbidgee Board that they've reversed their decision and that things will continue at the theatre. So we're grateful for that and to the board and for everybody, including you fellas, for your advocacy.
We've got a lot of pull.
don't joke, because every single individual, whether it's in our community, who once again have stepped up and supported something very dear to them, which is our hospital, but yourselves and everybody has been fantastic. And I mean, even politicians, and we've got to give them credit where it's due.
Now, so they've reversed, the Murrumbidgee Local Health District has reversed its decision so that you can continue services there at the Tamora Hospital, certain services. Yes. Does that mean there's money going to be coming your way to fix up the problems there?
Well, I am pleased that the Murrumbidgee Health Board have indicated that they have been costing out over the last few days the upgrade. So we'll be meeting with the hierarchy again in Tamora this afternoon at council, and we'll be thrashing that out, but also the staffing issues in terms of, you know, ensuring that there are the opportunities for them to upgrade those necessary skills, because that's also another major point. But we need to be able to staff it, and we understand there are staff keen to enhance their skills to make sure that theatre's used properly and fully.
So, Rick, what happened yesterday?
Well, it was great way to start the day, of course, talking to you two fellows, and that was really appreciated. But of course, you know, you can imagine, you know, phone calls all the time. Murrumbidgee Health, I must say, have been in constant contact. But you know who has been unreal? Besides Katrina Hodgkinson, besides Darryl Maguire, besides Michael McCormack, you know who has rang again yesterday at lunchtime and again last night to advise of the decision? Is the Minister for Health, Brad Hazzard. Now, he was as crook as a dog in his bed last night, but took the time. I was actually in my vehicle with Dallas McKelvey coming home for an umpire's coaching night. And Potsy, you've been to plenty of them too. But that was very lengthy, but very good. But and here's the minister ringing on the way, just coughing and spluttering, but just advising that the decision has been reversed, and hope that makes your community happy. And
This decision isn't just to get past a by-election, is it?
Yeah, the cynic in me. The cynic in me suggests there's a by-election on. And
well, we can't deny that the timing hasn't been helpful. But at the end of the day, I'd like to think that regardless of what time it is, that when it comes to a rural community hospital, that people would stand up and listen and help us.
I guess the other thing that they may not understand, I mean, it's a simple thing. If you close services at Tamora and you do cater for a massive geographical area at Tamora, they come from far and wide. If that service is no longer available at Tamora, it's going to put pressure on other services, particularly here in Wagga.
Yep, you are spot on. And look, even the minister wasn't aware of the catchment area here at Tamora District Hospital. As far as obviously, I mentioned to you yesterday, West Wylong or Blanshire, you look at even as far out as Lake Angelica. Yeah. You know, and the minister had no idea about that. And that's why I said, well, Tamora Shire, yes, of course it's number one, but let's think of these other communities too that love our hospital and also donate. And there's been bequests from people from out of town. Unbelievable.
Yeah. No, a win for people power. I think that is sensational.
Amen to that. And yeah, once again, you remember that Fit for the Future and where our community and you and everybody, you know, supported us. Well, here's another occasion where our people believe in us and we in them.
All good on you, mate. Lovely to talk to you. Now, glad we've had a win.
Remember.
Thanks. for everything.
Remember, Rick, that conversation that you and I had before we went on air this morning, I said we had 3 minutes. Well, that was 5 minutes ago.
Whoops.
All right, so Potsy and Leighton and Rick here on a Thursday morning.
Thanks for everything, you fellows, and we really appreciate your support.
No worries. You got a game this weekend?
I will be with your old mate Timmy Beard at Robertson Oval Gully and Tigers, and I'm really honoured to be part of his 450th.
Well, I might, might wander over and stand behind the goals and just abuse the crap out of you.
That'll be great preparation for finals.
the thing is, for everyone that's playing, this weekend, because Rick is in such a good mood, everyone gets a 50-metre penalty.
Thank you, Rick.
Right, thanks so much.
Good on you, mate. The Mayor of the Temora Shire, Councillor Rick Furman.
Potsy and Leighton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.